And delighted to be your host and to bring you quality, to bring you support, to fulfill our deliberate intention week in and week out to make your life sparkle, to make it better, to help you overcome stress and fatigue and overload and some of the things that are just getting in your way. Because we know somewhere inside of us, the little child inside of us knows that life can be beautiful and wonderful. And we heard about it in fairy tales, but then things come along sometimes that are so frightening and scary, and we don't know, can we ever get past those things? Well, today's guest, Isabella Lundberg, amazing, amazing individual. Talk about a woman who, through the twists and turns of her life, has gone through some things that hopefully very few other people will have to go through, and yet the beauty of it all is that what it has done for her is to produce an amazing, amazing individual. She is today one of the most highly respected and accomplished motivational speakers and visionary leaders with an extremely successful and diverse career in global entrepreneurial, like intercultural and cross-cultural support for people's lives, for business leaders. I mean, it's amazing. And with her global business management and educator's background, she has also been traveling the world, has 15 years of exposure to various cultures, and she brings all of this to us as a support system for making our lives better. And especially dear to her heart, she's coached and mentored a wide range of children, youth, and yes, even some of us adults out there, to see and to live their own full potential, to get more and more of it. And I'll tell you, if any of you're like me, if I just turn it up 2 or 3% a little bit better, full potential, I may never get there in this life. But if I can steadily get things operating a little bit better, and that is Isabella's deliberate intent. And oh my gosh, when you go on to the website and you see her photo, and I got to spend some time with her recently. This is a passionate and motivated individual that just exudes joy and caring. And beneath that is this professional level of skill. She's a co-host of the New Spirit Media Network show called On the Edge, which will feature in-depth interviews with today's biggest celebrities, humanitarians, and international leaders which are committed to making a positive change happen in the world. And then for hobbies, well, she has a passion. Isabella has a passion for photography and poetry, and of course, she brings forth from her own powerful inner strength and resiliency to some to some demanding situations, the ability to help us access that and to find out that we have enormous strength and courage within ourselves. Oh my gosh, get ready. Strap on your seatbelts. You're gonna need that to as we get ready to bring on our dear friend, Isabella Lundberg. Welcome, Isabella.
Thank you, Kenneth. It's such a wonderful pleasure to be on this, on your show and speak with you today.
Oh, well, I am just honored and delighted, and I would love, because you've got a very important story. Can you give a bit about your background and what you've, you know, been involved with and some of the sports, especially things that help shape the motivation and passion in your life?
Absolutely. I would be glad to do that. I'm originally from former Yugoslavia and was raised and born in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And I grew up with two distinct cultures from former Yugoslavia, Bosnian and Croatian. I'm sure you all have heard about Balkan War, and I have been fortunate as a teenager to experience war, trauma, ethnic cleansing, and fortunate things such as genocide. That definitely shaped so much of my life, specifically after many losses and many unfortunate events that took a place, and then opportunities for me to help people from my country that were in exile in Sweden and other European countries, and then later on in the United States. I have been fortunate to have opportunity to work extensively with international group of people, more than 60 different distinct cultures and countries, and more of their 100 different languages and thousands of different dialects, with a beautiful color of their personalities and their flair of who they are and what they're trying to accomplish in their lives. It was a phenomenal learning experience. As an educator, I had a chance to also be trainer and coach and teach, but in the same time, I had a fantastic exposure to learn so much from so many of them.
Wow. Now, I mean, to me, that is such a unique gift, because if you ask most people around the world, would you like world peace? Would you like to get along with the people in your household, in your neighborhood, in your country, all over the world? Most people want world peace. But when it comes to understanding some of the cultural differences that can get in the way of that, not too many people have the depth of knowledge. And so I'd like to, you know, hear a little bit from you, because you've got some great goals as a humanitarian and an activist. So tell me how this all fits together to helping others and giving back to society.
That's a very good point. Through this experience and I'm really thinking, I'm being a human rights activist from very early on, and definitely this enhanced my need to tap onto rebuilding my own personal life and living in four different countries and learning the new cultures and languages and trying to really feel what is the best fit for me and what I can do to overcome some of those obstacles. And definitely then I saw the need for others that had a much more greater difficulty to really integrate themselves into society and community they're being exposed to. I started as professional interpreter and translator, and then later on I enhanced that gifts by assisting various groups of people in their needs that were cross-cultural, but also with a lot of baggage that were coming from unresolved emotional issues. And through various activities, individual and group, we created this beautiful healing space where a lot of the healing work was done and was mutual understanding and sharing. And it was one of the best things that could happen for me on a personal level and for many others as well. This was wonderful to see expansion and growth of children and youth and even adults that felt very helpless and that they thought that their life is over, that it's nothing anymore left. And that's completely changed a lot of their belief system when they saw how many other people are going through the same challenges and difficulties as they're going themselves through.
Wow. That's wonderful. And then, I mean, you were basically helping to guide people through different processes or different experiences that got them past some emotional baggage and wounds that hadn't been healed, and you were able to move them through that and come back, help them to get back in a loving place?
Absolutely. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier, when you think about how many people are on our beautiful planet, it's true that every single one of us want a piece. So what can we do? And then one of the things that very clearly came apparent for me is I have to first find a piece within myself. And with that piece, I only can effectively help others. And there was a process and journey when sometimes you were better placed and sometimes you are not as great in what you're doing or how you're feeling. And just having sense of support and having understanding that is normal to feel and expect that, but at the same time, what can I do to improve? I was stopping more and more into personal development and as well looking the patterns and looking the ways. What can we do? What is the commonality here? And what can we do for one another to support each other in those difficult times, but also when things are beautiful, blooming, and growing and expanding, and how we can engage others that are maybe not there yet so that they can really see the glimpse of this beautiful life that is in front of us.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that just touches my heart to hear you talking about that, so that it's not just a matter of people hoping that something will improve. You're out there with you and your team actually guiding people to live and experience this. And then I'm guessing that you're able to see that this is being spread not just to the people that you touch, but to some of their families and communities. Are you getting some of that kind of good feedback?
Absolutely. One of the things that I focused on was genocide prevention. I want to talk a little bit about that and then just to tell you how you can take these awful atrocities, these gruesome events, and twist them and turn them around and give a hope and glimpse that it's a better way to live, but also a better way to overcome for already events that took a place. For example, I'm active member of International Association of Genocide Scholars, and one of the things what I did is I co-created and presented, and I was one of the artists that was featured and poet there on the 2007 genocide conference that took a place in my homeland in Sarajevo. It was a phenomenal opportunity for me to give it back to my community, but also to really heal my wounds and let it go and really embrace love to fullest and really transform into this person that I'm here today. With that, I also really want to say that my focus on all of these events is showing this human resiliency, showing human strength and what we are capable to overcome. That's why I really explore so much with my poetry and my photo images. And one of those things is that we can look at on the same event, either it's from different angle, or we feel that it's something so bad or so good, but it's, as we know, in every good, awful situation, something good is coming out of it, and we truly do learn over and over and over that we're not alone, that we're here to coexist with one another, to accept these beautiful differences, and to honor one another, and really have a much more colorful life. Otherwise, wow, it'd be very boring if we don't have that.
Yes. So, folks, we don't want to... If we have some other health conditions, we never want to add to that boredom. So we can't let that come into our lives. And what Isabella, in her powerful and deeply caring way, is reminding us is that if things aren't sparkling, if things aren't interesting in your life, then it's a sign to turn to someone like Isabella, who has been through, most of us haven't lived in a war zone. Most of us hadn't had to see death up close from violent acts. And thank goodness we haven't. I mean, that's terrible. If you talk to any of the veterans that have been around the different wars, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, that stuff going on in the Persian Gulf area, they come back with this traumatic stress syndrome that is so terrible for them to be able to live happy, productive lives with this lurking below the surface, the something that could trigger a panic and a fear in them. And here Isabella is reminding us, turn to her and her team invite her to come into different places. And if people wanted to partake of some of your support, Isabella, can they have you come in as a speaker, as a trainer? What would need to happen for them to reach you?
Absolutely. They definitely can do that. They can call me. I will provide my information. They can call me on 1-800 number, or they can call me on my cell phone, or they can go to my webpage or email me. My email address is isabellalundberg@msn.com, or they can call me at 720-371-3688. One of the things that they can do is go to my webpage and really see what I'm currently doing and really focus on what they're trying to accomplish in their life. When you don't know, sometimes it's just good to talk to somebody. Or if you're clear, what do you want but you don't know how to get there? Or you think that you're alone or nobody ever can understand what you're going through. That is the biggest thing that sets us apart from one another, where we feel like we are on a line and nobody else is going through what we are going through. But that is not true. So many of us are going through the same things, maybe not at the same time. But the point it is that we have one another to support, to learn from, and also to take a charge and 100% control over our own lives, over our own paths. One of the things that it's been so great for me is opportunity for people to say, based on activities that I'm being involved, I can now rebuild my life and I can start to dream again. And the beautiful thing that I hear over and over, a message from all of these beautiful souls that went through so much and came out with so much strength and love and forgiveness and compassion, which is amazing to me. They are willing to shower others with their life and with their love in such a positive and affirming manner, and that is a beautiful gift to observe. So we never necessarily had this opportunity to go through all of this, still can top and look at deeper and find that dream and passion and really live our lives to full potential. Because it's such a beauty to be right on what you're supposed to do.
Wow. For some of the listeners that are wanting to make notes, would you help with the spelling of your name?
Absolutely.
For your email address?
Isabella, IZABELALUNDBERG @msn.com, number 720-371-3688. And also, my webpage is www.yourunlimitedwealth.net. Also,
okay. Yes, that's wonderful. This will give people a chance to be able to be in contact with you, to learn more about that. And when you're doing some of your presentations, can you give us an example? Are these things that can have you in for an hour or a day or a weekend? What type of formats are you offering in support of people?
Depends upon of the venue and depends upon where how large a group it is and who is my audience. I've been in the past providing a lot of conferences and a lot of speaking in the schools, specifically in anti-bullying and anti-racial issues that are coming up. So sometimes we will make arrangements where a whole day I will be there present and speaking to different classes or large auditoriums, or conduct something that is consecutively a few days or sometimes even the week, but a little sporadic hours. I'm flexible and we can make arrangements to fit the best, the needs, either of individual or the group, but definitely something that we can work on and we can get a better sense of what those needs are.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, that's wonderful because the school system, especially Isabella is currently in Colorado, and for those of you that have been kept up on the news, the Columbine School was one of the terrible incidents of two youngsters not getting their needs met and then taking it out in some terribly violent ways, and a number of deaths resulted in the community that was typically a well-adjusted community went into a place of shock, and people all over the country, you know, as they learned about it in different parts of the world. These kinds of atrocities need help from someone like Isabella, who's been through some very traumatic things and can help people to get back into a place of feeling forgiveness and peace. So now, something else that you did, you are such an activist, Isabella. You have been involved with the Democratic National Convention and Mia Farrow, if I'm understanding. Can you give us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Last year during Democratic National Convention, I was one of the four photographers presenting my work along the side of Mia Farrow on the crisis in the First Sudan. My work had a focus on specifically strength and resilience of the survivor that did survive the war crisis and came and resettled here in the United States, specifically Denver, Colorado. That was very strong presence during DNC and really eye-opener for a lot of politicians to really look at and reassess also our position, meaning of U.S. government and us as a U.S. As Americans, what can we do to contribute and make a difference and for things that are going globally by bringing more awareness, education, and also to focus on taking action. Mia's work was fantastic because she had a privilege and opportunity to really go in places where not many people are allowed in the country and of Sudan, and to capture a lot of very difficult images for a lot of people to digest. But what was good about it, that with mixture of our work, people were left with also a glimpse of hope, what somebody can really go through and still rehabilitate and overcome and acculturate in the new culture. Luckily, this particular exhibit had such a high interest that now it's actually a national traveling exhibit. And the beauty in this is, Kent, that right now a lot of universities, schools, museums are having opportunity to use this as educational tool, which is extreme joy to me because that is the way that I always hoped to envision that we can bring current or past events, learn from them, educate ourselves, and really think and take a proper action, or at least think about it in ways of prevention, that what we will not allow ourselves to do and what we will do to really stop and stand in the truth that every human being deserves to be treated with respect and to be part of this beautiful universe that we are all sharing.
Wow. Yes, well put. It is so important to have someone that can speak so eloquently as well as someone that has a reservoir of personal experience that very few of us will ever have, and to be come out of that with this wonderful, wonderful caring heart of great compassion. I'm wondering, there was something with some things coming up. I don't know if there's some projects down the road. I think there was some notes here I was looking at about Woman AWRE or something, different things that you'll be involved in.
Yes, yes. What you're referring, Kenneth, it's actually a beautiful photo exhibit followed with a documentary that's going to be happening on August 23rd here in Denver, Colorado, during brunch time between 10 a.m. to 12 at BMHA BJ Congregation on 560 South Monaco. And it's about a woman aware from image to action. What really it is all about, it's allowing myself to be part of this phenomenal forum of powerful women alongside with Pastor Heidi McGinnis. She will be providing photos from her work in Sudan and Southern Sudan, where she sleeps, where she frees the slaves from Southern Sudan. And also Tamara's Banks' wonderful documentary that she gathered in the last two trips that she took, and guest on your show, and it's beautiful now to see that right now we're having opportunity to come along with these brilliant women and create a panel and very powerful presentation of the current issues and what we can do to really make a difference on the community level, but most definitely on the individual level, which I think is the most important. It's like, what can I do? And a lot of times we undermine and underestimate our own power, what we can do. So please come and join us on the 23rd of August at 10 a.m. in Denver at BMHA BJ Congregation on 5560 South Monaco Parkway.
Ah, okay. Well, that, folks, mark your calendars. That's definitely an important thing to look at. What I'm excited about, many folks have not, and God bless, will not experience some of the level of trauma that you have experienced. And to me, what's beautiful is how you've become such a spokesperson and an example of caring and compassion. I'm wondering, for people, sometimes we think, okay, well, but I haven't been in war. I haven't seen people murdered around me. But I've still got some anger. I'm upset with whatever is a family member, a neighbor, someone that I took offense to some of their actions in some ways. And it wasn't nearly as traumatic as the things that you've experienced. And I'm just wondering, are there some pieces of advice that you might be able to share with people that are dealing with holding on to some of those resentments or anger?
Absolutely, and that is the beauty in it, that we don't have to all of us go through horrible, horrible atrocities in order to truly change the way we think. Me, as being an educator most of my life, I loved teaching, I loved education, I loved learning. I immersed myself so much in various different disciplines and definitely many different self-help books just because I always wanted to expand this further. And one of the things is, I have to say, when you are eager to really live your life to fullest, and when you are really looking for a change, when you're really so sick and tired of being stuck and miserable and unhappy, and really looking at events that are around you, loss of job, for example, or not really successful relationships, or domestic violence, or issues that are you dealing with people that you work with or in your personal life, it is really a sign that you need to allow yourself to really step in and say, okay, starting today, I had enough and I really, really want to make a difference in my life. What can I do? And the beauty is that it's so many different beautiful, helpful tools that we can provide you with and that we can guide you, and support groups that are out there that can offer you that new life that you're desiring. So if you're looking to make that change, the key is to really acknowledge and then take action. Because if you don't take action, if you always blame others for everything that is going on in your life, then you are never stepping into that you are responsible for what is going on with your life. And we don't have to, again, wait for these events to take a place to figure it out what is your part in all of this. So with that message in mind, I would really like to with this message in mind, I would like to let listeners to know that just by looking for other avenues and better ways to bring you different results, because if you're doing the same thing over and over, as we know, will never give you a different result. They will just give you the same old things. So if you're ready to change, please call me at 1-888-484-2173, and I will be more than happy to provide you with the tools that will change your life. If you are following, and if you're following directions, and if you are ready to make the change by actively partaking in the programs that are available for you, and that can bring phenomenal results, again, if you're actively ready to partake and do your piece.
Ah, okay. So you can't sit on the couch and do nothing and expect it to work?
Absolutely not.
Oh, darn. Jeez. Gosh, I was just kind of getting used to that couch. It's pretty nice. So I may have to get up. Okay. And I guess if I can get up, I invite more of the listeners. Let's have a get up off the couch ceremony and call Isabella. Let's see that number again, 1-888-484-2173, and be able to receive some benefit from the wealth of her wisdom. And if I'm understanding, when people get in touch with you, that you are a special offer of something that they can do with 15 minutes of your time. Is that right?
Absolutely. I will be glad to speak with anybody who is eager to change or make a positive change in their personal and professional life. I will be offering 15 minutes complimentary phone consultation, and then see if, if we have a match and if they're interested to explore this further. But yes, please, if you call me, I will be glad to take your call and really talk to you more.
Ah, okay. And then... and so people could work with you on an individual basis or possibly, can you work, on the phone with members of a family? Can you give me an idea of what range of services someone could call upon you for, on the telephone?
What I can offer, it is opportunity for people to understand what is available for them, tool-wise and programs-wise, to make their lives better. This is a program that I went through, and it's something that's changed my life. I know that it's so many different programs out there, so many self-help books, and everybody will find something that will work for them. But if you're truly looking for opportunity and also for the program that really, with your 100% intent and action and easy steps to follow and the willingness to change and a willingness to really learn and to be coachable and trainable, then you can accomplish anything you set your mind for. I don't know if you heard about a book, Secret, or watched the movie Secret, or ever entertained a component of the Law of Attraction. I'm a strong believer that what we do also experience our lives, specifically in our daily practices. A lot of things come from those kinds of fundamental principles. And if it's something you never heard about it, I would highly recommend and encourage you to check, because a lot of these principles that are being shared are actually principles that a lot of my friends, my coworkers, and family members are practicing and incorporating in their lives. And this is the teaching fundamental principles that are really telling you how you can be in charge and make your life much happier, much more joyful, much more fulfilled, and also how you can have quality time for your family, for your loved ones, and how you also can bring forth the best out of you. And that's the beauty and that's the gift that each one of us deserves to give, first of all, to ourselves, but also to give to our loved ones and the community and this beautiful world that we live in.
Wow. Wow. That's exciting. So we can get a little more detail by giving you a call about the program, and then there is an actual program that you share that you recommend that would help us to go through step by step, clearing these things out of our lives that are getting in the way emotionally, as well as to be able to put our focus on things in a positive way, like through that were expressed in the movie The Secret, that positive thinking, that noticing the importance of focusing on what it is that we want versus what it is that we don't want, or things that are bothering us. Well, this is exciting, and I'm just grateful for you coming in here and helping us to learn about this. Now, I'm curious, Isabella. I don't know, and this is something that you may be able to help with. You might not. You've been around some extremely violent situations, and I don't know if there's any common threads between situations where people are extremely violent and there's this genocide or ethnic cleansing, and situations in the families where people are upset with each other, because I'm thinking that I would be curious if there's any important warning signs or things to look out for in our lives that are letting us know, be careful. We may not be shooting each other like has happened in some of the situations you've been involved with, but if there's upset, can you help us to connect to some of the warning signs that would let us know it's important to get in touch with you to get some support so we can live a happier life?
Absolutely, Kenneth. As an educator, as a somebody who studied early early children education, one of the first things is that we really, really need to emphasize, we don't learn to be judgmental, or we don't learn prejudice. We're not born with that. We learn about the judgment and prejudice. We're exposed to those elements such as anger, frustration, unhappiness, and all of these other things that build and add to it in our own home or schools or in communities that we're exposed to. And it's very important to really look at what we're maybe doing subconsciously, that we're creating more of a stressful environment for our own children, but also for ourselves as a parent. And also to really pay attention what kids are coming with from school and how is school impacting them and what they're talking about, how they're feeling, what is their language. And with these little warning signs, if we're paying attention, if we are really investing in the quality time with one another, where we're not sitting in front of a TV and not just doing things as routine, we're detaching more and more from another, but more and more being close to one another and talking, you will be amazed what kinds of things will come up and how much you can learn where your child is or where your spouse is or where your parents are. So it's so important to really allow ourselves to truly have a good sense of the our own feelings, where we are right now at this moment, what we're unhappy and not satisfied with, and then not to project that frustration, that anger on others. Because on the end of the day, all of us in control over our own feelings and emotions. We cannot judge others for that. And if we start, or we see others are starting to act out and start using foul language or having a lot of anger, resentment, those are the signs that can just build in more and more conflict. And then also, they can lead to tearing apart loved ones and harmony that we should have in our own family. In the same time, also create a lot of potentially domestic violence and incidents that, fortunately, right now, with such a fast-growing, rapid divorce rate, for example, will just tear further families away. It's a lot of different ways to look at what can we do to really look at objectively on the current situation that we're in and sometimes take that third person, that neutral person, to really look at a situation and then really say, okay, let's start with this and then see how that feels, or at least to provide basic tools. And sometimes we feel so shamed and we have sense of guilt and we feel so many different things that really put us to be in that pain and suffering much more longer and prolong healing and results of empowerment. And fortunately, you know, people just don't know what to do. And that is okay. And a lot of times right now, just what is available, even on internet, we can really always find ways to get better. But the key is to really want that change. A lot of times people feel, oh, this is just the way life it is. And you have to think about it. If you go back to your childhood, how innocent, how fun, how naturally joyous you were, every single one of us, then you can know that feeling that you're longing for. And that feeling can really lead you back to that yourself, that big child that you may be today, and that each one of us can go back to that feeling and live our everyday life through that innocence and that lively spirit and sense of accomplishment and sense of how great and beautiful you are, because you are. Every single one of us have something beautiful to offer. Every single one of us have a role in this world. Every single one of us have a purpose in this world. And let's just unleash that beauty. Let's look at things from positive aspect. Let's look at what we have instead of what we don't. And you will be surprised that we have way, way, way more, specifically in this country, than millions and billions of other people worldwide. And guess what? Traveling and speaking and talking with so many, people with less sometimes are the happiest ones. And it's also something to think about it. It's okay to desire more, and it's okay to have more, but it's key to if you can balance that with your life. And it's okay to wish certain things, but the key is you want to be just a wish. You can put that in action. You can apply that and have to be your daily practice. And every single day to be the fun and enjoyable exchange with your loved ones, and most importantly, with yourself.
Wow. Wow. I'll tell you, I have got a, you're reminding me to take some action. What I would invite the listeners to consider, is there someone out there that you've been meaning to get in touch with and tell them that you care, but you've been too busy, too much stuff has come up? Do you think that would help us feel good, Isabella, if we took just a few minutes out of our busy days to get in touch with someone and let them know we care?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even if that means just telling yourself that I care for my well-being as well as I care for somebody that I maybe still have disputes with or I didn't talk to, because life is truly too short to be stuck in that mind of frame where we don't think about it or care to step out of that rat and look at, oh my God, you know, I just want to step in and I want to just talk to my neighbor or a friend that I neglected or even family member that I'm not talking for so long. Those are the moments we need to do. And do that first step, and you will feel much better, and all of those past things will dissolve and disappear, and you will see whatever is there that is making this sense of anxiousness and anxiety and maybe even fear will start dissipate and will move you in a much better place.
Oh, that's great. That just sounds exciting. I'm wondering, is there something, if you were talking to children about this or to a group, and people may not be immediately comfortable, can you give us a little bit of a possible advice on how, if you haven't talked to someone in a while and you want to reconnect with them, how you can maybe get a conversation started? Because sometimes when things have been out of sorts or people have been disconnected, I don't know, I might be wondering, well, how are they going to respond? What should I do? Maybe I shouldn't. Can you help anything with some hints on how to begin that kind of conversation?
Absolutely. We can find million reasons why not to do something, whatever we chose in our own personal life. But when you just go with 100% your heart and take away all those no's and why not, then you can write a letter or send an email and just follow your heart. And you will feel so much better. And you will feel so complete and so honest within yourself with your own truth that will, no matter when you know that you did with the best intent, you will not have any more anxiety or worry what outcome will be. And if you do that, trust me, every single person will feel the difference when you just do it just because you should versus because you truly felt it. So do it because you really feel like 100% this is what I should do. And 99% people don't realize that what you're doing with that gesture, actually you're freeing yourself. It's that it's something you're doing for yourself. And then, of course, for that other person. And that other person maybe purposefully it's not trying to make a contact with you, letting you to grow and mature and get to that level so that you can see what you're missing in your life. And so many of us are so fortunate to have a family members alive, to have a family member so close by that we can visit. Like this beautiful holiday, 4th of July, independence of United States, of this beautiful, free country, that we all share this beautiful dream and vision, that we all have opportunity to be and become anything we chose to be. Think about it. And now, today can be your Independence Day of your old patterns, Independence Day of your past disputes and angers, or all these things that create conflict within yourself, and as a result, you are having conflict around you. That is really simple as it is.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's wonderful, Isabella, because rather than say, okay, here's the word you should say, you have given wonderful validation and given us some powerful advice that I think is worth repeating. When you want to reconnect with someone, it's not so much about having the exact right words to say as making sure that you actually feel within your own heart that desire to do that and that caring for yourself and for them, and then let that desire and that caring lead you to the words that will help bring reconciliation or reconnection.
Absolutely, absolutely. And trust me, anybody can feel different. Young kids, you'll be surprised how intuitive, how they can truly see when somebody's coming with open heart to them and when it's not. The same thing our elderly, because you guys may not have a second chance. You may not have opportunity to say all of these things you wanted to say to your loved ones. They may be gone before you have a chance to do that, or something could happen. And don't wait and don't think about those things in that way. Because people are very often thinking, you know, because I'm so hurt, you know, I'm not going to do this. But in the way, you're just prolonging your own healing, and in the same time, you're prolonging to connect with another human being who is open to you with all their heart and arms. And sometimes people make mainly big mistakes in their lives based on what they're being exposed. And also have to think about it, deeper issues here. If every single that did bad and ill treatment to another human being, specifically when we're talking about survivors, when we're talking about such a absolutely unimaginable events, every single survivor, I will share this truth with you, every single survivor that I spoke with for years, of any of those horrible events, either it's war trauma or genocide or human trafficking, any imaginable human atrocities, came out of it, either female or male, either young or as an adult or elderly. They came in the light of complete forgiveness. What do you guys think? Why? What do you think is that? And if they can forgive, if they can move on, it's a different. They may not forget, but they will not let that event or that situation to presume them and to be all what they are. They don't get stuck in that survival category. They survived. They get the right tools to heal and work on themselves, and they move on. They look for opportunities, for possibilities, and they grow. They expand. Some of them, unfortunately, because of severity and because of where they are, may not be able to overcome these difficulties. Some of them are, unfortunately, stuck, and I've been working with a few of those as well. And it's sad to see somebody completely shattered and constantly in that space. But sooner or later, when people get so miserable and so much suffocated in pain, they will step out of that, because they cannot bear or be in that position any longer. So don't wait to really hit bottom. Do it now, because it's beautiful summer and it's beautiful opportunity to really make this shift consciously and subconsciously and really make a difference for yourself and everybody around you.
I love it. Now, please remind us again of of how we can get in touch with you for that free 15-minute consultation and to learn more about these programs, Isabella?
Absolutely. You can call me at 1-888-484-2173, or you can go to my webpage and you can email me at yourunlimitedwealth.net, www.yourunlimitedwealth.net.
Okay, and then your email address again?
Yes, isabellalundberg@msn.com, and it's spelled isabellalundberg@msn.com.
Okay, so once again, repeating it with my voice behind it, go visit her website and email her at isabellalundberg@msn.com. Call her for that free consultation, 1-888-484-2173, or visit the website of hers at www.yourunlimitedwealth.net. Oh, boy. What a treat, Isabella.
And thank you, Kenneth. It was such a pleasure to meet with you again and to have this wonderful conversation on such a wonderful holiday, such as 4th of July. Timing could not be better to really brighten up your life and open and expand your horizons.
Absolutely. We're on target completely and aligned with that 100%. And if we remember Thomas Jefferson, one of the great presidents and founders of our country, to commemorate this, he had a saying, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And so Isabella is reminding us that we have to stay in conscious control and observance of our thoughts and our feelings. And when we do, then if we're not feeling the freedom, if we're not feeling the love, we can redirect and get some support from her and her programs so that our emotions can be flowing, our thoughts can be aligned with attracting to us what we want, and then we can have that freedom that Thomas Jefferson thought of because we are vigilant to taking care of ourselves day in and day out. So thank you again, Isabella, for being on the program. And thank you, beloved listeners, for tuning in every week to Advanced Living Radio. And thank you for visiting advancedliving.com, the website that sponsors the program. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July holiday weekend. And until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now.